Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Hey there, traders. Christopher Yule, 10-minute stock trader here. I am excited to be back on Benzinga today. Today we're going to be doing some live trading and backtesting. I'm going to show you exactly what's going on inside my portfolio, kind of positioning for the market to have, you know, it's a little rough day that it's had. And we're going to be looking at some new setups. And then finally, we'll be taking your audience requests for trading and backtesting on today's episode.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we have a special lesson for you. I'm putting it here on the podcast because I really believe that this is going to provide you massive, massive value. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And hey, listen, if this podcast was useful to you at all, I really highly suggest that you go check out the full trading course at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week. Hey there, traders. All right, let's get into it. Just to give you a brief background on who I am, my name is Christopher Yule. My website is 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And the way that I came up with that was I had to learn how to trade using systems and techniques and basically every possible way to trade as fast as I possibly could. Because when I was learning how to trade, I had to learn by pulling an iPad out from underneath my desk and using a data plan on that iPad. So I had basically about 10 minutes a day to figure out how to do that. Now, in the process, I've made a podcast that has over 500 episodes, and you can find that just by typing into the YouTube search bar, Christopher Yule. That's my name. It'll take you right to it. But I'm so excited to be here back on Benzinga again. And we're going to be looking at the SPY. We're going to be looking at my portfolio. We're going to be looking at some new trade ideas and finally taking your requests. So if that sounds good to you, smash like. You're going to hear me say that probably enough times where you'll think of me in your sleep because it'll be so fresh on your mind. But smash like. Let's see. DK. Let's hit that thumbs up button, folks. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, D. I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you doing that. If everyone on there could please hit that smash the like button. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to head right over to the SPY. You may have heard of it before. It's somewhat popular. I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. All right, there we go. So SPY had a pretty rough day. Down over 0.75%. That's updating after hours right now. But yeah, what's key to look at here is a few things, right? The first key to look at is the blue line. That is our 10-day exponential moving average. And we're going to have a scrolling banner across the bottom to give you an idea of what all these lines mean. And the fact that it's still closed above the 10-day EMA means that we are still in a bull market. Now, as you can see, that was a pretty long candle wick right there. And that also means that there was not conviction. When you see a very strong candle, an engulfing candle, as they say, there's a lot of conviction. Here, it's a very small candle. We've got a pretty long tail, but at the same time, we're still closing in bullish territory. So that's good, right? I was on the news yesterday talking about this, and we hit new all-time highs just a day after Afghanistan fell. And I was telling them, hey, listen, here's an old trading adage. If the market goes up on bad news, that is a bull market. And that's where we're at right now. So let's take a look at what is in my portfolio. And the reason I want to show you this is maybe you'll get some ideas as to something that you can put on. All right. So the first trade up in my portfolio is KMB. Okay, it's pulled up here. Yeah, KMB has been on a little bit of a rocket ship lately. KMB is Kimberly-Clark Corporation. Now, my portfolio is 100% right now into consumer staples and into utilities. Both of these are defensive play. Both of these are a little bit of a play to say, hey, you know what? If the market doesn't continue as bullish as it has been, these are going to potentially do pretty well. Now, the reason I'm in KMB, as you can see, is it is going up. Got in at 138.79. It's at 139.23. I will be adding at 140.40 and 142.25. As long as it continues up in this path, I will continue to ride this guy. Remember, with trend following, which is the way that I trade, you want to make sure that it basically rides the roller coaster up, crests, and then starts to ride the roller coaster back down. And you're never going to catch the top and you're never going to catch the bottom, but you want to catch that meat in between there. And honestly, that's the easiest way that I have found to trade, is by trend trading just like that. Let's go into the next one here. Oh, and if you are in KMB, or if you like KMB, smash like. And put in the comments some of your requests for what we're going to be covering on in a little bit in the second half of the show. Next trade, this is actually my biggest position, and this is in Pepsi. I was talking about this one yesterday on the news. You probably heard that they just released a hard Mountain Dew, or going to. And that has really helped boost the stock price right now. It's looking really strong. I got in at 156.50 and another again at 157.77. And yeah, this is continuing to perform well. I'm tracking the five-day EMA, which is this gray line right here. And with trend trading, like I said, you're never going to catch the top. You're never going to catch the bottom. You're going to have to give up some gains. But in the meantime, as long as it moves, it's going to continue to hopefully work in your favor. Now, I bet you're wondering, what on earth is this big old blue line doing out in the future with this blue cloud? Well, that is our backtesting. And what I'm a huge advocate of backtesting, because it can tell you right there on the screen, what is your expectancy? Are you expecting for this trade to work mathematically, or are you just guessing? And if you're expecting for it to work mathematically, how much is it going to work? What's the historical return? So I'm going to show you. I'm going to do a live back test right here. We'll do more of these in a little bit. But it's just over and below this gray line, okay? When the stock closes over, when the stock closes below, we're going to enter or exit. That's the five-day exponential moving average. Now, as you can see here, this has a combined cumulative result of 52%. And 34% if you had just had bought it 1,000 candles ago. Now, we can't control what happens in the future, but we can control our entries and our exits. And that's the number that you're looking at right here, the 52.08. And what's really cool is you can actually plot it on the chart going forward, which is what it shows here. Bam. And it'll even show you the entries and exits along the way, historical, which is really, really handy. Now, this is a tool that I use called Trend Spider. I use two tools. Both of them are very advanced, and I mean, I'm all data driven and using as much artificial intelligence as we can to figure that, you know, how to make the best trades that we can. And the other tool that I use is called finclub.ai. I'll talk more about that in the second section. But yeah, this is Trend Spider, and this is PEP. This is my biggest position right now, and it's continuing to perform. Looking at the next trade, PG. Procter & Gamble. So like I said, so far we have been only looking at consumer staple stocks. PG got in this one today at 144.95, right on sale, 144.95. But yeah, it's continuing to perform well over the last few days. And if you are a chartist where you'd like to draw lines on the screen and work on that, you'll see that it has a little base that it's broken out over the top of. That's not my personal style of trading. I just really like to trade on these historical trend lines. But yeah, if that's another way you like to trade, you can see that it's also breaking out through there. So PG, I'll be adding again at 146.64 and 148 as this continues up. Next, PM, Philip Morris. Same story, right? Staples. These continue to perform right now. Does that mean the market's going to go down?
doesn't mean it's a perfect correlation, but it is saying that these stocks have a lot of strength right now. As you can see, got it at 101.20. This is continuing to push up. Now, I have not reached into and pulled in the trigger for my second tranche of Philip Morris. The way that I trade, I like to do, I call it units. So a unit may be 100 shares for you. A unit may be 100 contracts for you, whatever the case is. I like to stack my units as they're going up. Now, I will be adding to this once we get a green Fin Club day. The reason being is that Fin Club is artificial intelligence data that I look at every single time I trade. And the correlation that this has to the S&P 500 is really strong. It's like a 92% correlation between Philip Morris and the SPY. And as you can tell, I'm super data driven. And because Fin Club, which is the artificial intelligence data that I use, has been showing strong downward momentum, entry not advised, I have not been adding anything that has higher than a 65% correlation to the S&P 500. Yeah, as you can tell, quite the nerd. So let's go to the comments here. Mole Man, hey, thank you. I appreciate you coming on. One share junkie, you win. Thanks, bro. You too. Money Mitch, I appreciate you, man. Pep, interesting. You've never traded it. Oh, man. Yeah, Pep has taken a few of my dollars, but right now, this is my biggest position, and it's looking really strong. Seeking 3N, awesome, thanks, cool. Born to be Free, great company, Pepsi. You know, I live in Texas, and actually Pepsi just like right down the road. Marco, AMC to the moon, we'll have to see. All right, so that will be in the third section of the show where we will be taking audience requests. So make sure you hit like, make sure in the chat you are dropping in the tickers you want us to take a look at. We'll do the live back testing here on the screen, that way you will know as we're going the expectancy for your trades. So next, we're going to be looking at some trade ideas. Now, these are trades that I do not have on, but I really do like. I just haven't had a chance to add to them. Susan, it's okay. Don't worry about it. All is good. Okay, so let's take a look at our trade ideas. Now, I alluded to FinClub earlier. Like I said, finclub.ai. This is the artificial intelligence data that I use every single day when I'm placing my trades. If it's a green day, it'll be green just like a stoplight, and it'll say, hey, strong upward trend. Today looks like it might be a good day to enter. Also, all the picks for today failed, right? So they give you a market trajectory, and then they also give you picks, and the picks will tell you, what's the max price to buy it at, as well as the target that they're shooting for. So no picks coming out of Fin Club, but we can take a look at the sector momentum. As you can see, consumer discretionary leading the charge right here. And financials, I just got out of all my financials yesterday. They started breaking down. And then utilities, not quite the highest, but yeah, up there as well. So yeah, finclub.ai if you want to check that out. So let's go to the next picks that I had found. CHD. Let's go look at Chad. Okay, Chad. As you can see, Chad, or Church and Dwight Company. That's been a little bit of a up and down roller coaster, but it is going up. And as you can see, it's cleared all of its trend lines just like this. And that's super key to me. Once it crests all the trend lines, you're basically in a, it's like your airplane just taking off from the ground, right? You don't know how high it's going to go. It may turn around and come back down and crash, but at the same time, it may continue to go for a while. And there's no way to tell. You just have to participate in this move going up if this looks really good to you. So let's do a back test on it real quick. We're going to look at the 5-day exponential moving average, which is the gray line. We're going to say test. So this one returns a positive expectancy of 3.17%. Now, if you had bought this 1,000 candles ago, it would be up 73%. Like I said, we can't control that, but we can control our entries here. And let's change that to a 10-day and see what it shows. 5.36%. So it's not huge, but at the same time, we don't know how high this is going to go. But this does tell us that our expectancy is positive. That is key and paramount above everything. If I backtest the stock and it shows a negative return, a negative cumulative return, I literally stop what I'm doing and I move on. I don't look at the stock for another week or so. And the reason being is that it has a negative expectancy. Why would you want to trade something that you expect to lose on, right? So yeah, as you can see, even though it has a positive 5% on that expectancy on the 10-day, which is the blue line, I mean, in theory, it's got some room to run, right? We're at 86 now. The historical results show it could go 105. Now, obviously, nothing is guaranteed. But with that being said, the blue line is the average. The top of the cloud is the 75th percentile. The bottom of the cloud is the 25th percentile. So historically, this is shown to do really well. Let's take a look at CMS. This is in the utility sector. As you can see as well, CMS is looking really strong. Let's do a back test. We've got the 10 lit up already. This is on the blue line, 5.77%. Let's change that to the 5. Now, you're probably asking, well, Chris, why are you doing just the 5 and the 10? That's how I like to trade. I don't like to be in something for 50 days. I don't like to be in something for 50 minutes. I like to be in something for a week or two and to let this work for me. So yeah, this has a little bit higher. I believe it was 5% on the 10. This is 8.5% on the 5. See it on the chart. Bam. Rocket ship. That's my very analytical term for when a stock is doing really well. I'm going to remove all these marks where we get in and out. And you can see CMS is looking really strong. I actually was in this earlier this week and ended up getting stopped out. But you know what? There's always a chance that you might get back in. CMS is looking really, really strong. If you like CMS, smash like. If you like CHD, if you like Chiad, smash like. If you like my new suit, I just got it. I was telling Money Mitch beforehand, I just got it. This is the first time I've literally ever worn it. Smash like. All right, we're going to move on to our last new trade setup, Lint. Not the kind you find in your belly button, but the kind you find at the Alliant Energy Corporation. This one also strong. Look at that candle for today. That is a strong candle right there. We talked about that earlier on in the show. When you see it full, that means there's conviction. That means people want this stock. So let's take a back test on that real quick on the 5-day. That's our gray line, 7.72%. Let's change that to the 10-day. Bam. 0.76%. Big difference, right? So we want to change this back to the 5 test and then see that one on the chart. Now, if you're like me and you like to trade 1 to 2 weeks out, you could trade either the 10 or the 5. But I'm going to go with the 5 because it has a greater expectancy, right? And I can see on the chart where it's 61.74 right now, shows it could go up to 64. And it's riding the lower half of that cloud. So it could even, you know, pull up here a little bit. We'll see. You never know. And that is why I like to talk about these, because these are fun. These are exciting. And those are the new trade setups that I have found. Now, here's my favorite part of the show. We have not had enough blowing up in the comments. I need you to type down below some of your trade ideas. Hey, if you want me to go through these trade ideas, smash like. That would be awesome. Let's go through some of the... Oh, yeah. Now they're coming through. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. All right. I'm going to go through a handful of these. You like Coke personally. All right. Mole Man. I was in Coke and I got out of Coke today. Let's talk about it. I got in Coke at... What did I get into that? 57.22. I got out of Coke, 57.26. I made 4 whole cents on it. The reason being is that I got out of Coke so I could have more capital to put into Pepsi. Ironic as that is, that was actually what happened. I had to sell my Coke to get me some Pepsi. And the reason being, as you can see, Coke has, I'm not saying that it stopped, but it stalled. Pepsi, on the other hand, yeah, it's got a lot more movement behind it. So yeah, I like Coke too. I just sold it out to get some Pepsi today. Mo Money, hello all. Angel Perez, Pepsi all the way. I agree. Now, granted, I live here in Texas, and if you're in Texas, you got to drink Dr. Pepper. So I'm just saying, you got to drink Dr. Pepper. And ironically, Pepsi's headquarters and Dr. Pepper's headquarters are within half a mile of each other. and they're right down the road here. I know it's like, of all the places in the world, they're like almost side by side. Tony Rosas, Square, please. Yes, sir. Oh my gosh, what happened to Square? Square's not looking hot. I will do a back test, but I'll tell you, I cannot project this forward, right? You've seen the other projections forward because it's below the trend lines that I follow. When it's below, it's not an open scenario, I guess you could say. And because it's not an open scenario, I can't plot that forward. But let's do that. Now, I'm going to bet because Square has been doing so well. Yeah, it's crazy. It's 446% cumulatively, right? That's huge. That's on the 5. Let's change this to the 10. And 773%. Now, Tony, past performance is not indicative of future results. But that's really strong. Square has been a huge, huge leader over the last few months and years. You know that. Oh, look, at one point I had written on here that it had dropped 27%. Go ahead and remove everything. Here's my thoughts on Square. If you're not already in it, I would wait until the price has gotten back above these trend lines here. So maybe in the 267 area right there, that would be where I would be looking to add to a new position here. I mean, it's still trending up. If you look at the 50-day, it's still trending up, but over the last few days, it's been hurting hard, right? If it were me, I would have traded this and got out here as the five the price crossed below the 5, which is at 274. But yeah, if you can see that curl back up, if it can retake these trend lines, probably around 267, this could be a great trade. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. Mimi, what platform is the AI? So this is called finclub.ai. Pretty easy to remember. But yeah, I appreciate you taking a look at that. 10-minute trader, how? Wanting to know. It's all about tools, systems, techniques, processes to get you in and get you out. I was actually having a discussion with Mitch, another host on the Benzinga Network. I only look at the market a couple times a day, mainly an hour after it opens and an hour after it closes. That way, hour before it closes, I should say. That way, everything has had its time to settle down, right? With that being said, I have a watch list. I use a lot of data, and you know, like on FinClub, these are some of the picks that I'll put on if they have any that pass for the day. And then I do some other back tests on different sectors. I'll find some sectors that are working really well. I'll narrow it down, but really the process can be pretty quick. I have more information on how to do that over on my website, 10minutestocktrader.com. Not a sales pitch, but it'll tell you everything you need to know. So I appreciate you asking. PSFE from the Mo Money. PSFE. How are we doing on time? 21 minutes. Oh, we got tons of time. Oh, yikes. Okay, I can tell you a couple things. First off, this stock has not been around too long because this is our 200-day moving average, and it's not very long. So if I scroll back, that's the end of it. All right, so I'm a huge reader. One of my goals for 2021 is to read 100 books over the course of a year. Larry Height, one of the market wizards, is actually going to be on my podcast really soon. And he tells a story about if you want to know the direction of a trend, put it on the floor, stand on top of your desk, and then look down at the chart. So Mo Money, let's zoom out from that, right? Let's do that here. I'm standing on top of my desk, getting way away from the mic, so it sounds terrible. Look down. What do you see? It's not strong. It's looking down. It's sloping down. Take a look at that 50-day. It's down at 841 right now on heavy, heavy volume on earnings. This is one I would avoid. But with that said, if we can recapture the 200-day, that's your line in the sand. Your line in the sand for a bullish market, bearish markets, 200-day moving average, 1316. You know what? I'm gonna go off course a little bit. There is a YouTuber. I won't mention his name, but he is way too deep on the Tattooed Chef. And this is one of those classic examples of if you're going to trade, you have to follow the trend. He talked about how he was buying it here and here and here and here all the way down. And I am the opposite advocate of that, right? If you want to look at it this way, this means that people don't want to buy the stock. People want out of the stock, right? Now let's go back to PSFE. People want out of the stock. Anything can happen, but historically, it's not strong. Let's move on. Marco. Hey, this guy is cool too. I think you're pretty cool, Marco. Appreciate you. Oh man, there's a whole bunch of more comments. I have to look around my microphone. That's why I'm ducking and jiving over here. Hang on. I am so lost. There we are. Okay. Mo money, spy puts. We're 100% gain. There you go. Good. I don't trade short. It's just personally, I don't do that. Susan Zingers. What is so hard about the like button? I totally agree. Why haven't you hit like already? Come on now. AMC, you asked earlier. I'll deliver. I traded AMC earlier this year. I did okay. Real funny story. I went into AMC. Where was it at? It was the first bull run on it. Here? Must have been here. Yeah, because I got it at like $4. All right. Here's my funny story. I got in AMC with literally five times the position size I normally take because I wanted to be part of this Reddit movement. And by the time that reached its peak, my account had an extra zero on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I ended up getting out at like seven something. So I didn't keep that extra zero, but that was pretty awesome. I didn't mind that one bit. But yeah, so let's go back to AMC. Now, with that being said, when we run back tests and there is a fundamental change like this, it's going to skew the results really, really hard. So let's take a look at it. Over and below the 10-day, 886%. Marco, do you really think that there's a chance that AMC could go up 886%? It might, actually, because it's been so crazy. But you know, here's where we're at. It just crossed over the 50-day, like today. That's good. That's positive. That's bullish. If we plot this on the chart, it's going to show historically, based on these metrics here, obviously anything can happen. We might see 50 over the next few days, but that's if buyers come to the table, right? AMC has been a meme stock and will continue to be a meme stock. So yeah, AMC, ironically, is looking pretty good. I'm a little bit surprised. I thought I'd be saying the opposite. So Marco, thanks for that. What's up, PFE? Antonio, hey, you were on the stream last time. Thanks, man. PFE, I've traded Pfizer. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. You can see there's where my marks were when I traded it. I was trading it way down here. What a sucker. I got out way too early. No, I got out before earnings. Actually, that was on my first Benzinga live stream. If you want to go check that one out, I'm going to remove all of my notes here. Here's what's up. This is so overbought. I would be looking to take profits like no one's business. Reason being, so this green line, I didn't get a chance to talk about this yet. This green line above the stock price is the second Keltner channel. That's the way that's calculated is you take an average true range of the stock over the last 14 days. And you add two of those, right? So multiply it by two. You add that to the 20-day exponential moving average. And when you do, that gives you basically a line in the sand where you can say if this is overbought and it might need to come back, or a way that you could say, okay, it could continue to go on, you know, maybe for a while. This one is way, 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 way overbought. I don't use RSI for overbought, oversold. That's what I use for overbought, oversold. If I were in this position, I would start peeling out. That's the term I describe, right? So for me, I would be closing some units, whether unit is, you know, 1/5 of your position or all of it. That's just how I would do. But yeah, this is going strong. I wouldn't be ready to close it. I would just start peeling it off. But once it starts to you know, once that roller coaster starts to turn down, I would get out really quick because this has been a great trade for you. Good job there. All right, I'm getting close to time. I'll take a couple more. Mimi on Wish. Wish is another meme stock that's been hurting hard. Yeah, this is one I would avoid. Just really because there's no buyers here. What is it down from? From its high in June to now, it's down 56%. And there's nothing bullish about this chart to me. So I would avoid Wish. Please smash the like. I'm going to keep scrolling. There is so much on here. I asked for your audience inputs and you delivered. So thank you for that. UXIN. Yeah, same thing. It's not looking real strong. If it can, though, get back over 344, 345, this could be a great trade going forward. But right now, it's, the sellers are here. The sellers are in town, and they're taking this with it. All right, I have about a minute left, so I'm going to have to go to our final section. I apologize for that. Let's take a look at our final thoughts. So listen, I appreciate you coming along with us for this ride today. And today we're going to be talking about how discipline equals freedom. I'm a huge advocate of leaving the show with a takeaway that you can take, right? We covered a lot of tickers today, but really, if you are not disciplined in your trading style, it could work against you, right? Discipline equals freedom. To me, this says I have to follow my plan. I have to have the discipline to do what I know is right. I have to have the discipline to close the trades that aren't working. I have to have the discipline to put on the trades that are showing a great setup. But then at the same time, I don't know if it's going to work out, but it is important to follow your system no matter what. If you have spent 1,000 hours on this system, don't spend 5 minutes second guessing yourself. Follow your system, have your discipline, because at the end of the day, it couldn't equal the freedom for you. That's the way I look at it. Discipline equals freedom. To me, says that the discipline to follow my plan will equal the freedom financially that I'm looking for, right? And it allows you to take all of those thoughts out of your head because you're free of those thoughts because you're following the plan that you've already set out. So hey, if you found this useful, smash the like button. If you feel discipline equals freedom, smash the like button. And just smash the like button anyway. I appreciate it. So listen, I love doing this. This is something I am so passionate about is data, you know, trading with the artificial intelligence that we have available today that people a decade ago would have killed for. And thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back next week to do more backtesting and live trading just like today. So make sure you come back in time for that. And before we go, while you're on YouTube right now, type in 10 Minute Stock Trader, you'll find my channel. Or you want to type in Christopher Yule, you'll find my channel. Subscribe because I have over 500 podcast episodes where we go deep, deep, deep into the tools, tips, and tricks that I use every single week to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And see you on the next episode. Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right? Now, if you liked that, that's only a taste, only a sample of what you're going to find in the full AI stock trading system. And I really highly encourage you to go and check this out. Obviously, you are interested in learning and how to trade, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I'm going to take and download my entire trading system that I use day in and day out onto you. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is over at the AIStockTradingSystem.com. You're going to get phase 1, 2, and 3, several bonuses. And on top of that, I'm going to walk you through over a dozen trades that I put on inside of my account, holding your hand and showing you exactly how I got in, how I got out, how I use the artificial intelligence data, and how this could work inside of your own trading portfolio on a daily basis. So make sure you head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com to learn more and to get started and to download my decade plus worth of trading experience into your hands so you can start using the AI stock trading system today, the 5-step system to take the guesswork out of trading. Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. TimAndStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. TimAndStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit TimAndStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.